It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
I lied, I'm not ready. Let's start again.
Okay.
In a minute.
Okay.
This is good radio. Hello.
You just can't do it, can you?
I can't.
You just can't wait for a whole minute.
We have like 7 listeners. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I can alienate all of them at once. Well,
then,
like that.
Then why even try? Why even start?
Because I have dreams. I can pretend for a minute. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat, the only podcast in the world that actually does contain high fructose corn syrup. Over strong objections by my partner here,
yes.
But it happened anyway. It was a numbers game. It was entirely a business decision. So we proudly contain high fructose corn syrup, palm kernel oil, polysorbate 80.
Well, I wouldn't say proudly.
No, that's what we just, that's the official.
Okay, you can be proud of it.
We did put it in quotes. That was our
compromise, thing for you. Yes,
we said, proudly.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 126.
126.
Yep. That's what it is. What's with you? You sound like you don't even want to be here.
Originally, this was just supposed to be a stepping stone in my broadcast career.
You're getting burned out already?
First, it was going to be this for, 6 or 7 weeks.
Weeks.
And then I was going to move up to local radio stations.
Oh, I see.
And by now, I should have been the new Ryan Seacrest. And instead, still here. 126 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't even gotten a movie deal out of this.
So you're regretting your choice? Maybe you should have gotten into something else.
Reevaluating? Yeah. Really thought I would get less Hollywood publicity from the lemonade stand, but apparently more big deal movie producers would come by a lemonade stand outside a grown-up's house in Iowa City than listen to this podcast. Anyway, for those of you just joining us, you're probably reevaluating as well.
Yeah.
Basic premise of this show, we have a hat. It is magical. Specifically, it is magical in the sense that it has an email address that it can check all on its own and magically turn those emails, which generally contain questions, comments, topics from you, the listener, and transmogrify them into little pieces of paper inside itself that we, Tony and William, pull out of the hat at random and read what's on it and talk about it till we're bored.
It's miraculous, really.
We do that for about... No, it's magical. Did you not read?
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, it's magical.
You never played D&D. Yeah, no. Very magical versus miraculous is... It's a whole different class.
Okay.
For starters.
Okay.
One requires more prayer. And yeah.
Well, maybe someone's praying somewhere. You never know.
Praying for
toast. Well, I'm just saying, what if the hat,
what if
unbeknownst to us, is part of a larger cult, like, they worship the hat, and they saw to it that we found the hat,
We're not as part of a larger cult. has a larger cult.
Well, right, but what I mean
you're not saying the hat's going around worshiping everybody.
No. All right. What I mean is, though, that we're like hapless sacrifices or whatever to the will of the hat, and we'll just keep doing this until we're dead, and then they'll find someone else to give the hat to.
I've assumed that's the process.
Although, I would think if...
I mean, weren't you there the first time with the whispering voices and the burning trees and the blood and the...
No, I don't remember all that stuff.
Yeah, see, no, there were some good clues from day one.
I must not have been paying attention.
We were involved, yeah.
But I would think that if a cult was involved in us finding the hat and it being attached to us, that we would have more listeners.
Here's the thing. Okay. Let me try to explain this. Give me your definition of cult.
Definition?
Yeah. What do you consider the word cult means?
Well, it can mean a lot of things. In the context I'm using it right now...
Go for it.
I simply mean a group of people who share common beliefs and rituals. And in this case, those beliefs and rituals are centered around the work of the hat.
Yes. In your definition, mm-hmm. at no point did you associate the words smart or effective with the group of people to which you refer.
No, but I'm just saying they would listen is what I'm saying. And there would be, you know, maybe 20 or 30 of them. So wouldn't, you know,
You're saying that our hard hats are really...
No, that's what I'm not saying. They're not part of the cult. They're
How do you know?
They're victims just like us.
No, this makes a lot of sense now.
Oh. Nah, I still don't buy it.
I like this theory. Okay. if you are a hard hat and a part of a cult...
This cult, specifically.
Yeah. Well, no, any. I'm curious.
Any cult, really?
Go ahead. Write it on the blog. TheMagicalTalkingHat.com. Go there. That's where people go to share information about their cult memberships and also their love, mostly of my wife. And she's there sometimes too, so do that. It's fun. By the way, by this point he may have listened to one episode and given up, but just in case, we may have a new listener.
Really?
So hello, Sean.
Sean.
Yes.
Welcome, Sean.
And if you're a Sean that you're like, I've been listening to this for years, you're not the one I'm talking about.
Or if you're Sean, the member of the cult that worships the hat.
Write that on the blog,
but we're probably not talking to you either.
No, this Sean's actually a coworker of mine who overheard somebody say, this is me talking with somebody and mentioning podcasts, and so he found me later. He's like, you have a podcast? And I know he's also already listened to a couple episodes, but Sean, this is the first episode we have recorded since you and I had that conversation. And so often I either don't know about a new listener or the new listener is very, very shy and doesn't want people to know, or really has like a political career and stuff, and doesn't want anybody to know that they listen. But for once...
We're not a podcast people brag about.
I think the only other time I welcomed a new listener, it was Beth, who not our usual Beth, this is a different Beth, who never actually ended up listening.
Oh.
But that's good because she's now my boss, so that might have been weird. Oh, she's not going to be my boss much longer. That's a whole other non-recording conversation.
Okay.
Between me and my lawyer. No. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
So how is your week, William?
What are we talking about? I thought you were keeping track of what we were talking about. I can't keep track of...
How was your week?
Oh, it was... I can't lie, I've had better weeks, but I don't think there's anything about it I feel like talking about. I don't have anything interesting to...
You went and watched Planes, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I heard terrible things.
I didn't really do anything worth discussing. What about your week?
I never do anything worth discussing. This week... Not much... my Dresden Files game may be changing. We may be wrapping up that campaign and switching to something else.
But you're going to stay with Dresden Files, though.
No. That's what I meant by switching to something else.
Oh.
But that's... we're still discussing that. So, we'll see. I saw half a movie.
Half of it?
Yes.
Well, why did you only see half of it?
Well, last night... Tuesday night, the wife and I got very little sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us. And so we were just walking zombies all Wednesday. And so that was date night. It was my date night. And I decided we're not going to go to the movies. We'll go out to dinner, and then we'll come home and watch something on Netflix. And I had something back, like... I've started paying attention when I see a movie that looks interesting. I'm like, I should save that for some night when I don't know what to do for date night. But we were a little bit late, and dinner was nice and casual and slow, and so we started the movie later than I expected, and the movie was longer than I expected, and a little bit difficult for us being as sleepy as we were. And at a certain point, I was like, I gotta go to bed, and the producer had already dozed off. So I stopped it, and I'm like, I'll finish it later. She doesn't care, and then went to bed.
Well, what was it?
It's called The Trip, and it is a fictitious film about British comedians Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon playing themselves, who go on a little road trip together through the north of England, writing up an article on the restaurants there for a magazine review.
That sounds familiar.
And I'm fans of both. It's a very popular, I mean, it's a little indie thing that I'm in, but critics really liked it, I believe. And I'm a fan of both those guys, especially Rob Brydon, so I watched it. It's kind of dull. I'm going to finish it, because I like them, and you're just sort of watching them do stuff. But it's not uproariously funny. It's not super interesting. Like, it's a little dull.
You know, since you were tired, and what we usually do in that situation, we're not even sure we're going to get through a whole movie. We just watch a show. You should have tried Orange is the New Black or something.
Yep. Sometimes we do that. We may do Orange is the New Black soon. We're finishing up what we have. We've got 3 episodes left of Warehouse 13. We're going to finish that up.
Now, something I didn't say about Orange is the New Black before.
Project Runway is now on season 12, so we're into that already.
I did actually have some criticisms about it that I didn't mention.
What? I've been telling people it's the only thing I've ever heard you talk about that you had no criticism, and you said that yourself. You referred to it that way.
Yeah, I forgot. There was some things I didn't like about it. But they were so minor, and they probably won't bother you. Or anybody else, for that matter.
Lay it on me.
Well, what's the guy's name who's playing the husband?
Haven't seen it.
So. Well, he's from American Pie, like the main guy in it.
Oh, Jason Biggs.
Yeah.
For the record, haven't seen any of the American Pie movies, but I do know who that guy is.
I haven't seen him either. But I pretty much don't like any of the scenes that involve him. Or really anything that isn't in the prison.
Okay.
All the stuff outside of the prison is kind of boring, and all you can think of while you're watching, for me anyway, is, do we have to do this? Can we go back to the prison?
Really want to go back to the women's prison instead?
Well, because that's where all the interesting things are going on, and his character is kind of boring, and one critic I read talked about how they seemed to want to it seemed like they couldn't help but do American Pie type bits with him.
Oh, geez.
Outside, you know, because his fiance's in prison and he's not dating, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
And I agree, that was very annoying. But the thing is, as much as that annoys me, and whenever they're doing all that stuff, it's like, oh gosh, do they have to do this? You know, it lasts for just a little while, and then everything gets supremely interesting again. So yeah, it is. I do have a minor criticism about it, but I don't think it'll bother you. You might even like some of the stuff that happens outside of the prison narrative.
That almost could be interpreted as a diss.
Why?
The stuff outside I thought was really dumb, but you might like it.
No, but you know, that's not what I mean.
I know you don't. This is me teaching you how humans live.
Okay.
If you look at that wording carefully,
no,
to other people
I get you.
Who don't love you like I do.
But that's not what I meant.
I know that's not what you meant. I'm just telling you, so if it comes up again in the real world.
I can't say it like that.
We're gonna make a real boy out of you.
I'm trying to think of another way to say it, but I can't think of any way to say it now that I think about it. Because I was gonna say, well, I didn't find that as interesting, but you might. But then it's like,
that's also bad. The only real way you can do it without committing social faux pas and having people slap you is to basically state those scenes were not something that appealed to me for completely unspecified reasons. I'm not going to tell you in what way I found them unappealing.
Oh.
You, having different, completely undefined tastes than me, may find them appealing, however.
I guess that's pretty much
as
what
soon
I mean.
As you start saying, I found it this way, then you're implying you like stuff like that.
But that's not what I mean.
You can't. I know exactly. This is welcome to the difficulties of humanity.
Okay.
E.T., would you like some Reese's Pieces?
What? So what? We else are we?
They
say?
Have high fructose corn.
What else are we going to say about your week?
I finished The Witcher. I started Final Fantasy 13 2. That's it? Did not do much.
Our household is, we recently decided we were going to watch all the Alien movies.
Oh, yeah? You want to borrow that?
No, we've already watched them.
Oh, okay. How was that?
That was pretty good, actually. I wasn't particularly interested in watching anything else, but...
Ever again?
No, in terms of Aliens, but... But the other two people in the household wanted to see the Aliens versus Predator movies.
Oh, snap.
So then they decided, well, maybe we should watch the Predator movies. And I said, well, look, you don't have to watch the Predator. I can tell you everything you need to know about the Predator. I haven't even seen them except
part of one of them.
Yeah, right. Except part of one of them. And I pretty much understand. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need to see them. They're not. It's really weird that they had it, Aliens versus Predators, because... In terms of the films, I don't know about the comic books, because I realized Predator had a whole other thing in the comic book world that might have been cool.
Yeah.
But in terms of the films, you can't even compare the Predator films to the Alien films on any level, as far as, you know, their quality and...
You can't even compare the third Alien movie to them? Because that sucked.
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, it's like... Maybe it sucked.
What about the most recent Predator movie? That was very different.
Well,
Predators, I believe.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen the third Predators movie, so maybe I'll like it. I don't know.
I doubt it.
The first two are terrible, and they're not even in the same class, to me, of any of the Aliens movies. I mean, Joss Whedon's Aliens movie I didn't like either, but it's still in a class different than.
Send all your hate mail to...
I don't think very many people are going to disagree with that statement.
I don't know. Predator is a classic to some people. But feel free to comment on the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. I'm not here to judge.
I mean, the people who think that Evil Dead movies are classic, they're not going to put them in the same...
The original Evil Dead is the movie that scared me the most of any movie I've seen.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't think it...
Gave me nightmares for a week.
We actually went ahead and saw it, and I thought, this is what everyone's making a big fuss about? I thought it was terrible.
Everybody, not scary. I didn't say it was good.
I didn't think it was scary.
Everybody's reaction when I tell them that is to either essentially agree with me or to give the reaction you just give. What? with the $15 special effects? What the heck? But yeah, no, it scared the crap out of me. I think it hit specific buttons.
Well, that's usually how these things work. Yeah, I mean...
Well, and the second scariest movie I ever saw that gave me nightmares, but only for 3 days, was the PG-13 film, The Others.
Yeah, I like that film.
Yes, but you wouldn't put it in necessarily the scariest movies ever. But for me...
Well, the thing is, movies don't scare me. I mean, I like The Others because I think it's a good... I think it's a good story. But, yeah, I don't really get scared from... movies. I mean, horror movies usually either make me think, boy, that's really stupid, Or sometimes, in rare occasions, I'll think, well, that's a very interesting story, but I won't get scared or creeped out.
Because
anything.
You get scared by the state of society in the modern age.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you'd like to bitch about William, you have two outlets for this. Three if you know his phone number. One is to go to themagicaltalkinghead.com and bitch about him there in the comments section. The other is to write your bitching, please, very concisely, to the hat, themagicaltalkinghead@gmail.com. If you do that, however, at some point we're going to pull your bitching out of the hat, read it to everyone, and talk about your bitching. So get ready for that. But then again, as long as you don't sign it, it'll be anonymous. So the hat does not pull IDs from the names in the email. They only have signatures if you actually sign it in the email, if your name's actually in the email.
Have I been offending people a lot lately, do you think?
I like to think so. I doubt it.
Seems like...
Pretty much offending people is my job.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the last time we talked about alcohol, I got the impression that some people were...
Really?
...bothered by. Which I think I was... I didn't really make myself very clear, I don't think. I mean, based
That's
on,
what you always think.
Well, I mean, based on what people said, I got the impression that they thought that I think something that I don't really think. And
yeah, no, this is normal for the listeners and for me and for other people.
Well, that's because I'm really horrible at expressing myself.
You say something and somebody else disagrees, and your response is always that you didn't express yourself right.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, if they disagree...
Okay, I have yet to experience a case where that was not the case.
Well, I mean, a lot of times if someone disagrees with me, and they clearly understand what I said, and they just disagree with what I said, it's like, okay, so we agree to disagree. But
I'm just saying, I've never been there for that.
Oh, well, that happens. But if someone says, well, William, your position is X, and it's not. I mean, that's not what I think, but they think that because of something else I said that I said poorly, well, you know, then that's on me because I'm an idiot. But
and then I've been around for it.
Yeah.
If you would like to tell William his position is X, go to the blog, themagicaltalkinghead.com, to the thing.
Oh, what I'm thinking about is Blood Sparrow. I don't remember the whole thing and that was said, so forgive me, Blood Sparrow, if I get it all wrong, but she pointed out that, you know, there's alcohol in, like, vanilla extract or something, and I thought it was interesting that she felt like that had to be pointed out, like, I didn't know that, or...
Well, no, I already nailed you to the wall last time, because you had something with cooking sherry or so. So there was something recently that had... No, it wasn't that, but it was something with trace amounts of alcohol that you technically had.
Well, right, but...
And I'm like, ha!
No.
Also, sometimes you don't poop for days, so the food in your stomach ferments.
But the point is, I mean, obviously I said something really wrong, you know. I must have said something in a totally stupid way for her to respond that way, or at least that's how I felt. When I read her comments, I thought, gosh, I must really have sounded like an idiot when I was talking about that. Because naturally I understand there's alcohol in, you know, cough syrup, mouthwash, vanilla extract, other extracts, you know, and whenever I have a tomato sauce that's made with wine or something,
yeah.
I get all that. But that was all beside the point of anything I was saying.
I don't think you said something ever on the podcast that convinced people that you didn't realize there was alcohol in things like that. I don't know why she brought up the point. I don't remember the context.
Yeah, I guess I think that made
you look really Amish. Okay. The producer's, well, she's pantomiming leaving the house.
Yeah,
no, okay, children, here's what happened. The producer came over as we were talking, looked like, aren't you going
to
say something about
no,
me? I'm the fucking producer.
But then we
talked too long, so she's like, fine, I'm going to leave. But she was still looking out the side of her eyes because she knew I would stop her so that we could have our little producer
question?
Segment.
What's the question?
And maybe other people know this, but I don't. Okay, Can you answer questions about the alternate universe?
Historically, I believe people have asked questions about the alternate universe. I believe the official answer is no, we cannot, but we do sometimes theorize.
Yeah.
Speculate.
Now, if the alternate universe versions of us pull those questions, obviously they can answer
them. I feel like the odds on that are low.
Wait, but that's my question. Is there an alternate universe hat that is distinct from this universe's
no.
hat?
No.
Or from does the hat extend to all universes?
Yes, it appears to be the hat is in all places. The hat is the eternal champion.
That's the thing that all hatters know, and I'm just a lame hanger-on.
It's something that has come up and therefore has been told to people who fucking listen.
Well, so, as I recall it, the alternate universe versions of us have speculated about it. They've talked about how it works.
I think so. Yeah, quite a bit.
Dudes.
Yeah, we've never.
Or again, listen.
Or if you have any way of,
there's no alternate universe producer.
Well, sure there is.
Oh yeah, no. I think she's been on once or twice.
I don't think so.
No, yeah, I think she has.
She's just like you, but she has a goatee.
And she's even meaner.
I haven't figured out what makes her evil yet.
Dude, but at work today, we asked a coworker who was nicer, me or Tony, and he picked Tony.
Oh.
To be fair,
well, he doesn't know you very well.
Well, no. To be fair, and I'm not making this up.
Either one of you.
I technically paid him.
Wait. In pennies.
In pennies.
Because he's from Africa, and then Tony. Wait.
That got really racist.
It is really racist, and it's not just because of the way I said it. And then Tony, after being told that he was nicer than me, because of giving this coworker pennies, said, "Have I ruined your entire family's economy because I recently stopped?"
That's not quite what I said.
Where in Africa is this person
now
from?
Now I'm leaving.
Kenya.
Go ahead and explain that.
Yeah, this is going to take a while. All right. We're going to have to back up here. There's like four stories in this. So, I don't give a fuck about pennies.
Yeah, I don't either.
To the degree that it used to be at work, when we had to pay with cash because they didn't have credit card things yet for lunch, when I would buy lunch and have change, if pennies were in the change, I would actually throw them in my wastebasket.
Wastebasket?
Yes, I would throw them away. Because I'm like, I could collect them, I'm never going to do anything with them, so I would throw them away. My friend and coworker from Kenya saw me do this one time and basically was like, "What the hell is wrong with you? That's money." And I was like, "Yeah, that's stupid money." And he's like, "No, in Kenya, this much money is actually some money." And I was like, "Well, you can have them." And then from that point on, anytime I had pennies, I would give them to him. And we actually worked it out, and the exchange rate is something, but basically the purchasing power of money in Kenya, of American money in Kenya, basically, comes out to about 25 to 1. That was our calculations based on, I believe, 10 cents here is 80 cents there, and 80 cents will buy you, like it was like a cup of coffee or something, I don't remember. But we worked it out one time where, yeah, so a penny there, an American penny in transferred into Kenyan money and used in Kenya will buy about as much as an American quarter will buy here. So, yeah, I gave him that. And so there was a joke for a while that he was actually sending them back to Kenya, which he's not. But yeah, so today we had this thing, who's nicer, and he said me, which surprised all of us. And then, as though it were a different topic, he mentioned I hadn't given him any pennies in a long time. And I said, that's because they use credit cards here. I told you that before. And he's like, yeah, but you could have gotten from somewhere else. And I said, no, at home, Trish keeps them. And he's like, oh, and then there's a pause. And I say, is your family suffering because of the lack of the pennies I gave you? Was my contribution actually factored into your budget at this point? And he said no. I said, all right.
Well, that's a relief.
I kind of knew it as I was saying it. It was meant to be silly because it was just meant to imply that he has become enough used to that revenue stream, as it were, that he really counts it as a revenue stream. It was not supposed to be an implication that he's so poor that 3 cents is like what he makes or whatever. But as I'm saying it, I realized, yeah, it's out there. Mm-hmm. But then again, this is the same guy who once mistakenly thought I said that his home country was the source of all liars. It was not what I said, but it took us a while before I found out that that's what he thought I said.
Wow.
I was saying lions.
Because of that.
I was saying, where come the lions? Mm-hmm. Only in Kenya. Mm-hmm. He overheard, I was actually saying it to him, due to my accent, he thought I was saying, where come the liars? Only in Kenya. And consequently, he did not say anything at the time. He seemed perfectly happy. Later that day, he emailed me a YouTube video of Robert Whittaker singing Kenya My Home in what appears to be the late 70s, early 80s. And I said, that's very nice. And I sent him the link to the actual video. And then later he was like, oh, I thought you said liars. And I was like, why? First of all, no. Second of all, I wouldn't say it if I thought it. And third of all, if I say it, you say, what the fuck is wrong with you? You can punch me or something. I'm never going to be like, yeah, so liars, they come from where you come from. So, yeah.
That's something I'd accidentally say.
Yes.
Not meaning to.
So let's keep this straight here. William is unaware of the presence of alcohol in anything other than booze. He doesn't even think there's alcohol in beer.
No, the point I was trying to make in all that is based on what...
I'm sorry, you didn't express your point right, so I didn't understand.
I probably didn't. Just based on what I said, it just seems like I must have been really misunderstood, which is no big surprise because... It seems like I just don't know how to talk sometimes.
You...
And I offend people.
I don't believe so, no.
Well...
No, see, here's the... The one side is you don't know how people act. Like, you've got your human suit on, but you haven't worked out the process. And this is a problem and could potentially offend somebody. The good news is you interact with few enough humans that it doesn't come up. I just warn you in case someday you meet more humans. just to be safe.
Okay.
But no, I think you're fine. I don't think you offend anybody. I think you're kind of obnoxious in your lack of offending people. You're a bit of a Boy Scout.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But as I try and explain, and that's the funny thing, because that's the way you could say, a model citizen, Boy Scout. The way I always explain you to people is, he's incredibly open-minded and accepting of pretty much anything. However, he himself is boring as shit.
Yeah, well.
It's hard to explain somebody who's like, really open-minded and really narrow-behaved.
Those two things don't usually go together,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
I see. I didn't really think about it like that.
Most people, if they're really open-minded, have picked up a few things on the fringe that they're like, this is awesome.
Well, but you know, that's an interesting thing that you're saying there, because I think a lot of people, when the first thing they learn about me is that there are very few things that I do or have done, they go on and assume that I must also be closed-minded.
Yes, this is my point, yes.
And that's a real problem because, you know, they pretty much treat me that way. Even though I haven't proven that I'm closed-minded.
No, I think it's statistics.
I realize that, but it's not really fair. I mean, if they find out I don't drink and I've never drank, it's not fair for them to think immediately that I'm judgmental about it or that I can't go to a restaurant and the person across. I mean, I'm a vegetarian and people eat meat around me and I'm not offended.
It is not fair. It is, however, not surprising.
Well. I suppose it's not.
Weirdly, I believe I didn't know a lot of your own personal preferences and beliefs. Those sort of came later in our relationship. So I just knew, like, you. So when they showed up, it wasn't, oh, I'm surprised you're not judgmental about alcohol. It's, oh, you seem pretty cool and normal. I'm surprised you don't drink.
Well, and a lot of people will, when it, on the alcohol issue, I mean, I hear this all the time, people saying, you know, you shouldn't trust a person who doesn't drink. I mean, I think Mark Twain said that, or somebody, some famous person said.
Everything he said, you know, you got to stick
with. Don't trust a person who doesn't drink. And it's like, I saw a
Drunk History episode today on Mark Twain.
Well, I don't know what that means, but
there's a TV show called Drunk History.
I know, but
and they have segments, and yes, one today was on Mark Twain.
I don't know what it means to, when people say you shouldn't trust a person who doesn't drink.
Only people who drink understand what that means.
But you know,
I think this is going to get pointlessly involved. I believe the concept, don't trust a person who doesn't drink, could be summed up in a much more broad and comprehensive way by saying, generally speaking, humans have vices. If you encounter someone who appears to not have any vices, or even does not have the most common and widely spread vices, you should most likely suspect that they are not as they appear to be in general. And are putting up some sort of false image,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
because the likelihood of them not participating in such common vices is so low.
I get it.
I'm kind of a genius sometimes. I call those times the awake hours. All right, we're over a half hour. Should we maybe,
yeah,
you know, hit the premise of the show?
Because that's why people listen.
We've only had one episode where we didn't even get to the hat, guys, so take faith. Take faith.
Blitzbear was very gracious to let us know that didn't bother her.
Maybe that's what we should call this episode.
What?
Take faith, which was my poorly worded attempt to say have faith.
Craig asked...
Craig!
Well, dear the Magical Talking Hat.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the new Superman movie? Well, the hat didn't see the Superman movie, so...
That we know of.
Yeah. But if you're asking us, I think we've...
We've discussed that.
You haven't seen it, though.
I didn't see it, don't particularly want to see it. William saw it, didn't like it.
Refer to our episode entitled...
Redneck Superman.
Actually, someone in the house was reading a review on the film that said some of the same things I did, that they thought that Clark, Kal-El, whatever, seemed a little bit stupid.
You know what that means?
What?
That means that movie critics are listening to our show.
No. I think that other people watched the film and thought, I think their angle on him growing up in Kansas is that he's a hick who's been given superpowers. And not only that, but some of these reviewers thought, as I did, that even though I was bothered by it and this reviewer was bothered by it, that nevertheless this might appeal to a broad spectrum of viewers and actually make Superman and Clark Kent and Kal-El all in general more relatable as opposed to the Superman as people have known him in the past. Because people can't relate to him because his powers are so amazing. But not just that, but the whole Boy Scout thing that you were talking about before. People, they don't trust it, they don't relate to it. But now that he's just, you know, some hick that grew up on a farm in Kansas, I mean, people can relate to that somehow better. I don't know. But I don't know if that's a valid statement or not. I'm not the only one who's made it, so that adds some credibility to it maybe, but maybe it doesn't.
My cat keeps staring at something.
It's in that shoe over there.
Yeah, I know. I wear those shoes to the gym.
But,
oh, he's going at it with his paw now.
Jazz seemed to disagree with that assessment, that the filmmakers were kind of making him stupid.
Well, you know what we say about Jazz off the air.
What?
Yeah, no, we can't talk about it. We're on the air now.
We don't say anything about Jazz
off the air. You know, that thing we said with the more than, and yeah, that.
So
we've covered it, Craig, and by now you've heard it. And this is the danger of overly topical questions. You never know when they're going to come out of the hat. That being said, I don't want to discourage anybody. Everybody, everybody needs to write the hat. You don't have to sign it. It can be anonymous. Doesn't have to be great. Doesn't have to be that deep. It could even just be a comment that we talk about. They don't have to be questions. It can be a topic. Say, talk about this. Doesn't matter.
Craig,
but
I don't
we
think,
need material.
I don't think you you said what you thought of the Superman movie in the Redneck Superman episode, so maybe in...
I'm not 100% sure Craig is still listening.
Oh.
But you're right. I don't believe he said anything.
But I'd be interested to know what he thought of it.
Yeah. Tell us, Craig. Give us your outsider's opinion, because he's not from here.
I didn't like it, if that's not clear. When you're a comic book fan, you're used to different people. You read a comic book, and after a certain story arc ends, a whole new set of writers and artists take over, and sometimes they go a completely different direction with the character, and that's fun and interesting, but sometimes you think, nah, I'm not interested in this, and you don't get into it, and other times you do. So I'm used to that. I'm used to someone giving their take on the character, and if I don't like it, I just ignore it. This is one of those takes on the character that I'm basically just going to ignore.
Yes. So imagine, Craig, if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it and you don't have perspective, because you are from this other country, you know, you don't know what a Kansas farm boy is like, you know. Imagine they made Man of Steel, but instead of being from Kansas, he was raised in Wales. How would you feel about that? Would you think that's cliche, or would you think that explains a great deal?
I wish I could say all the problems I had with it, but I would be giving away too many things.
Also, you spent like a half hour on in a different episode, so we would explode. But we've talked about it off the air.
That's true.
And that's all that really matters. This is pretty much solipsistic, let's just be honest.
I suppose we should just draw something else.
Sorry,
Craig. But, if you haven't listened to the Redneck Superman episode...
It's weird that you're listening to this one.
Yeah.
This is like two episodes ago. Oh, here we go. From Hard Hat number one.
Oh.
No, not number one, number Juan. Different guy.
Oh.
No, it's Mark.
Okay.
Mark McKibben wrote something that apparently was really kind of long.
Mm.
And so it got digested. When we got to the heart of the question. Let's find out.
Okay.
Dear Meat Puppets of the Magical Talking Hat.
Okay, that'd be us.
I was the drummer for the Meat Puppets in 93.
Were you?
Yeah. Creative differences.
Yeah, well.
Are you and the podcast real? Or just an elaborate J.J. Abrams show that will confuse everyone until the last episode, parentheses, like Lost? Well, I don't know how you can ask if the hat is real. You've seen the hat.
Mark has.
Episode 100.
Well, Mark, no, he didn't seen... because his eyeballs were burned out. I think he's recovered, and his eyeballs are back. But I believe his story is he hasn't technically seen the hat because his eyeballs were burned out or something like that.
But they're back now?
I guess. I don't know. Never mind.
I got better.
But see, you know, it could just be a prop. You know, that's what he means. Is this all just a hoax or something?
I assume. What did you think of the end of Lost?
What did I think of the end of Lost?
Yes.
Wow. That's quite a question, really. Have you watched it?
No.
Are you ever going to watch it?
No. I also know it all, though. Like, a week afterwards, I went down the wiki rabbit hole to get the whole story.
You remember, between seasons 3 and 4, I created these fake video blogs of someone who was a survivor of...
Is that when you had to go to L.A. and all that stuff? Yeah.
They used to be out on Metacafe or whatever, but they're all gone now.
I know you were way into it in the earlier seasons.
Yeah. But the ending, I was not happy with the ending at all, really. Yeah, I wasn't happy with the ending at all.
See, and that's a very common reaction. I was perfectly happy with the ending because it was a resolution of a couple hours of reading things on the internet. And if you take it as a very short story and not 6 years of your life, it's an okay resolution. When you don't have the little details and stuff, it's a nice, succinct little story.
I suppose.
That's fine. Yeah, I have just constantly been so happy I didn't watch the show.
But, you know, are you in the podcast reel? Of course, you know, that's a philosophical question in a lot of ways because, you know, what's real, right?
Well, and I assume he's talking about that. If he's talking about you and I, no, we are definitely not.
No.
Real.
Nope. We are figments of our listeners' imagination.
As far as I know, J.J. Abrams has had nothing to do with this podcast or the hat. You may have been confused because we actually do have a bad robot. It's not like poorly behaved. It's made out of mostly cardboard. It doesn't run or anything. So it is a very bad robot.
It's not very good at being a robot.
Exactly. It's a terribly conceived and built robot.
It's robot badly.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Badly robot.
Yes. That may be confused with his, you know, company, Bad Robot. No, but no, this is completely different Bad Robot and completely different podcast.
J.J. Abrams. I mean, if J.J. Abrams...
He's looking at the card, people, so apparently he didn't find it that amusing originally, but once he saw how it was spelled...
I'm just thinking about... If J.J. Abrams was ever involved with the Magical Talking Hat, it would be to make a reboot of the Magical Talking Hat. And
yes. Matt Meyer from The Nerdist has been doing a joke a couple times recently that I find really fun. He says he thinks it would be really good at this point if J.J. Abrams would reboot the Catholic Church.
Well, let's see. In a J.J. Abrams
reboot... Just as long as he doesn't destroy Vulcan.
In the J.J. Abrams reboot of the Magical Talking Hat, first of all...
We have to figure out the audio equivalent of lens flare?
Well, no. First of all, I have a really horrible relationship with my father, and my mother died more tragically than she actually died.
So far it still could be accurate.
Well, you know, I mean, it was a tragedy to be sure, but it wasn't like she was murdered by someone breaking into their house.
And I can't attest to the health of your relationship with your father, so.
So that would be true for me. I don't know what would be different. You would also have some kind of issues with your parents that you don't normally have.
Eventually we'd get to that. To start with, I think I would be one of those mysterious figures with no past who's just... an asshole for the sake of being an asshole.
And then
I'd just be sitting here like chain smoking and giving you hints to things but not really helping.
And then I suppose we'd find out somewhere down the line that we are connected in some way we didn't realize.
Oh yeah, no. There would be a flashback to see my life grown up in the weird cult or whatever. And at a certain point of it, I probably gave birth to you or something. Or like you were like, I cut off my thumb and... some agency found it and turned that into you. Or
you were somehow connected with the murder of my mom or something like that.
I actually think, though, you could take the footage we have so far, the soon-to-be 126 episodes, splice in, like edit in between these, dialogue that implies some... other people that we don't know are pulling the strings to make this podcast happen for unknown purposes.
You mean like the cult we were talking about?
Exactly.
Earlier?
You splice in some conversation like that. And pretty much as is, this could be the first three seasons of a J.J. Abrams thing.
It
right
could also
here.
Be pretty creepy when you if you did it right.
Well, yeah, it's already pretty creepy right now.
So, you know, whether or not we're real, there's still a lot of potential there for J.J. Abrams. But he's not involved with the project right now.
It was this or Star Wars. I think he made the wrong call, but he stands by it.
Well,
we got Harrison Ford, so
we probably should have offered.
He's standing next to Samuel.
We our mistake was we said Kraft dinner, and that's our final offer, and we let him walk away. I mean, we didn't really.
I think he didn't understand. You know, he's American.
Oh, you're right.
I don't.
We really should have thought that through.
I would imagine he probably also didn't know it was spelled with a K.
Although,
so he thought we were like making arts and crafts.
Although,
to eat,
he said he wasn't going to do. He, you know, he has said he's not going to do things that he ended up doing later. So maybe he'll.
Oh.
Maybe he's just messing with us.
Oh.
I don't care either way, but
I'm pretty sure we'd both get recast.
You know, now that I think about it, you know, interpreting the term "real" in the most mundane way possible, some of what we do is real, as in factual or reflecting the way things really are in our life.
True.
Well, and there's the aspect of our show where, you know, we don't look at the questions ahead of time. We don't rehearse. I mean, we show up, we start, we pull everything out of the hat randomly. I mean, that's real. We're not pretending.
Yeah, but we're both actually 12-year-old Polish schoolgirls. I mean, most of the stuff we talk about in our real life didn't happen.
But then a lot of...
I've never seen a movie.
A lot of times, there are things we say as if it's factual when it isn't really, and, you know, I suppose that's not real.
Is this about my Uncle Ben again?
No. So, if something is only part real...
Is this about Melcher Dallas?
No. If something's only part real, does that... really count?
Melcher Dallas is a real place, guys. However, it's only visible for 4 days every 100 years, and then they all go to sleep.
Don't give away the secrets of Melcher Dallas. I told you that stuff. I trusted you.
Melcher Dallas.
Stop it.
There's the mists. If you ever hear anybody talking about the misty moors of Iowa, you know.
I wish I hadn't told you. But I just didn't want you to. I just didn't want you to go there and not be able to leave, which, you know.
And I also didn't want
to. It's a difficult thing when that
happens
to people.
You know what they say? Longest century of my life was 4 days I spent in Melcher Dallas.
Yes, exactly. I didn't. I wanted to spare you that, so I told you the truth, and now you're blabbing it to everybody.
Baby, because, what do you have to say about Melcher Dallas?
Look, if you tell everybody, then they won't have any sacrifices for the harvest.
Ooh. Got a little dark there.
Do you want everybody in Melcher Dallas to go hungry?
William, can you say, "I have your woman, Outlander"? Okay, the producer just came back. I wasn't telling you. I figured you know you just came back. For those of you who couldn't hear on the podcast, I said, the producer just came back, and the producer said, yeah. As though I were addressing her. She came back. I wasn't sure if she was running or what, but apparently she was going to the garden because she came back with a bunch of what looks like tomatoes.
And some cucumbers and some beans.
And some cucumbers and some beans. So, suck on it.
Gardening's awesome. Do we have time for one more?
I do not believe that we do. But we're in that little limbo where it's really a slightly too early to stop.
Can we just, let's just draw one and see.
All right.
Let's throw caution to the wind, as they say.
Is this number four? No, this is number three, so it's your turn.
This is only the third one. We can do it.
All right. You have to say nothing.
Haha, very funny. And see, it's from Beth, so what if we hadn't drawn it, we wouldn't have had a question from Beth in this show. Now, see, don't you feel better?
No. But okay. I cannot disagree with your logic.
Dear TMTH, Wikipedia reports William Prince of Orange who was born in 1840 and died in 1879, although heir apparent, died before taking the throne. Cause of death, debauchery. Please discuss.
Aren't you glad we got this question when we only have a few minutes left?
Why? Oh, yes, I'm very glad. Very, very glad.
Well, okay. I'm not familiar with debauchery.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm quite familiar with debauchery. But in a very, like, denotative state, I have trouble with it. I don't know the exact definition. In general, in my experience with debauchery, it is defined as immoral and frequently sexual act. Not necessarily sexual, but similar to the concept of carousing a bit.
Well, yes, but I think when it's used in this context, it includes all kinds of excessive behavior that's at such an excess that it's really bad for you.
I think you're hearing. I think excessive, and probably also the word reckless.
Yeah.
Comes in, and traditionally, yes. So we're talking about this William, not our William. Remember, he doesn't even know vanilla extract has alcohol in it. The other William, they felt, had probably ate excessively rich foods, drank excessively much, probably stayed up too late carousing, probably had various sex acts with people that he knew very little about and came from questionable backgrounds. And in general, for the time period, which is what again? What were the years?
1840 to 1879.
Yes. For that time period, basically we're going to say that the people who were writing the document, at least, felt he partied himself to death.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And isn't that what we could all hope for?
Well, I mean, how else would you say it, though, really? I mean, if the person was dead and you knew that they didn't have disease, they weren't killed by being stabbed or anything like that, you know that the reason they're dead is because, well, they drank too much. But maybe that wouldn't have killed them if they hadn't eaten all this, you know.
Well, and that's the thing.
It's all the things taken together caused this person to die.
Nowadays, we could pick a specific thing.
Probably.
We're like, you know what?
Alcohol poisoning.
Then he had a heart attack or syphilis or whatever. Yeah. At the time, they're like, it's 18th century. We don't, like, we still use the word
19th century, actually.
Oh, I thought they said 1740.
No, 1840.
Okay, sorry. It's the 19th century. We probably still use the word humors sometimes. I mean, come on here. But what we do know, man was a pimp. Man was a crazy, stay up all night, do everything, straight up OG pimp. So something in that lifestyle is clearly what killed him.
Or the combination of things.
So basically, modern medicine for that time period was much closer to modern 24-hour news networks of this time period.
Okay, but think about this. You've had, not just you. Lots of people have had what they might call a rough night. And that did not just involve drinking too much. Usually it involves doing a lot of things in combination, right?
Well, when I have a rough night, it specifically entails... No, I'm just talking about you.
But you know what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot of things that contribute to it. And
you're talking about butt stuff.
No, I'm talking about, you know, you probably ate more than you should have, drank more than you should. Maybe there was some other drug involved. Just all these things together were so hard... We're done to such an excess, and we're so hard on your body.
You're saying that's what killed me?
No, I'm saying that if someone did all those things and it was so taxing on their body that they died, it's a perfectly legitimate cause of death to say debauchery, isn't it?
But it would not. That's not what we get put down.
Today, you mean?
Yes.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that.
It would I'm saying they had to put it last time because they didn't.
They would, like you said,
they didn't know how to figure out the other crap.
They would say a heart attack.
They're like, duh, what's an aneurysm? You know, that's how that's how they were back then. Literally, they would go around saying, duh, what's an aneurysm? Finally, somebody answered them.
Debauchery.
Debauchery.
Well, you know, clean living prevails. That's what they say.
I do not think they say that.
I really think it just means he was with somebody else's wife, and then the guy came in and stabbed him.
That's adultery. For those of you who couldn't hear the producer, she thinks he was stabbed by a husband when he was encountered in flagrante delicto with the wife of said husband. But I said it way cooler than she did.
Well, thank you, Beth, Mark, Craig, and the producer for contributing to this episode.
Oh, she didn't contribute a question. Okay, I was like, what?
I was just thanking her for her participation.
It's wise to do that or she pouts.
I thought her participation was great last time, too. It made the show so much better.
Well, fine. Why don't you marry her?
She's taken, I heard.
Really?
That's the rumor going around.
Who's the guy? I'll beat him up. I'm lying. I couldn't beat up anybody.
Except this guy, but I'm not going to tell
you.
No,
even this guy.
Yeah,
obviously. Very tired tonight. I'd like to apologize. Not going to, but I would like to. Tune in next week when hopefully I'll be more awake. Okay? All right. We're done here.
Yeah, we're done.
Go home.
Are they gone?
I don't know. Oh, I forgot. When we came back, I was going to have us talk real fast and make him think the record player was on the wrong speed.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.